Hello, everybody. Welcome to the final talk of BornHack 2021. We have we've had quite a week, and it's gone much faster than it always does. It doesn't feel like a week, but it is 7 days since we had the opening talk almost. So we are nearing the end of BornHack, and we always do this goodbye world talk to kind of sum up what's happened during the week and give some fun numbers and just to wrap it all up. And following that, we usually crowdsource taking down this big tent because it takes 20 minutes for 100 people to do it and more than 20 minutes for fewer people. So, we'll get back to that. But it's not gonna be a very long talk, and it's not gonna be a lot of information. But it's a bit of this and that. So, first of all, thank you all for being here. It has been wonderful organizing for you. We hope you've had as great a time as we have. It's been fantastic. We will. Yes, as I said, we have really enjoyed organizing it. The volunteers have been great, and all you participants have everybody has been fantastic, as always. The schedule was about the same size as last year, just under 30 talks, a handful of lightning talks. We had more workshops this year than we did last year, 17 of them, which is awesome. I think workshops are one of the really great ways of learning, because you kind of get involved and do the stuff right there instead of just sitting and listening to a talk. We had a panel debate like we usually try to do with some politicians and discuss some of the issues. We had a bunch of meetups where groups, user groups for various projects meet up and discuss whatever, or just have fun. A couple of music acts and a bunch of recreational events that are everything from massages to different. It can be whatever, basically. We always like it when it's the participants that provide the content on BornHack as much as possible, and we've had again this year a great success with that, because we've had quite few speakers from outside, which means that BornHack is really made up of the people that are here, and it gives people a chance to talk to the speakers, ask questions, and say, "Hey, can you elaborate on that?" Or "I didn't understand this or that." So we feel like we always prefer to have people on site give the talks, which means that it's up to all of you to remember to submit. So for next year, when the call for participation comes out, it'll be out by the end of this year, I think. So we probably usually have it open for about 6 months. Make sure you submit some stuff, and the sooner the better, because for many reasons, getting some content on the website early encourages other people to submit, and it helps when we talk to sponsors and they try to figure out what kind of event it is, and it helps sell tickets and all that. So submit your content as early as you can for next year, please. But great program this year as well. Great program, great job by the content team. They've been one or two persons down this year from what they usually are, and they've kicked ass anyway. So well done, content team. And of course, the content team goes hand in hand with the video team, who've been doing all the productions, streaming to YouTube, and as a new thing this year, also to CCC. We've been for years wanting to not only have YouTube as our only streaming platform, and I think this will probably be the beginning of adding more ways of consuming the BornHack content. The video team has, as always, been here when they needed to be and done what they needed to do with no big issues. So a big hand for them as well. Okay, so the network. Can't have a hacker camp without some nice internet and some nice network. And again, the NOC team has done amazing job. We up the bandwidth a bit this year from 1 to 3 gigs, and we have had peaks over one gig, so it's a good thing we did. It might be a case of if it's there, it's going to be used, but still, we like that that it gets used. We had over 300 Wi-Fi clients. Some of them are turned off at night. We guess that's people's laptops, and the rest are probably phones and sensors and servers and other stuff. We have more bandwidth. We've used more traffic than ever, and there's been no big issues with the network. A little thing here and there, but generally they run it. They are one of the most self-managing teams. We in Orga have very little to do about the network. We do the deal with the transit provider and get a permission from the municipality to get the fiber over the road, and that is pretty much it. Then they handle all the rest themselves, which is, as you can imagine, as organizers, really, really nice, because teams that can manage themselves mean that we have time left over to manage the teams that can't, or to do other stuff, or to just do nothing once in a while. So that's very nice. So yeah, NOC team, well done. Of course, we can't have NOC without power, and we don't have fancy numbers for the power consumption. We have it on our to-do, but we haven't gotten it done yet. But other than a bit low voltage here and there, and the odd breaker circuit turning off because of overload or some broken damaged equipment, we've had power all week. It's been cheaper than ever to do it because of some clever planning by the power team, and it's been stable, and they deserve a big hand as well. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm so thirsty. After all I drank last night, it's weird. Okay, so speaking of the bar numbers, as of this afternoon, the bar had sold for 121,000 hacks, which is pretty crazy. It is far exceeding last year, and I think we're actually close to exceeding combined the last 2 years, so that is fantastic. We sold almost 3,200 items in 2,200 transactions, 666 liters of beer, that's a very nice number, 370 liters of Mate, 165 of the Kokyu-based drinks, 19 tsunamis. I didn't drink any of them this year, so... And just thank you all for using the bar. It is one of three incomes we have. We have the ticket sales, we have our sponsor money, and then we have the income from the bar. So it is very appreciated that you use it, even though you could just go to the supermarket and get beers there, but many people choose to use it. The bar team every year does a lot of work up to the event, getting fancy beers from microbreweries and organizing all the deals and getting a nice selection. And of course, tirelessly during the week, almost 24 hours a day, they are behind the bar serving us all. A massive hand for them. remember, the bar is open tonight, so when we are done here, you can go spend your last hacks and up these numbers a bit more. Okay, so the secret token game was a thing again this year. The game team has really taken off this year and done a lot of the stuff that we used to do in Orga. It is very much appreciated, and also it means that the game parts of Born Hack have been getting more and better attention, which means the token game has been bigger than ever. There was 42 tokens around the venue, online and physically. The 187 is the wrong number. I didn't get that updated. How much was it, Dennis? 695 tokens have been found throughout in a total combined. 44 users have played, and they found almost 700 tokens. Three players actually found all tokens. I don't know how, but they win the ticket, and they get to decide who gets it. Maybe some sort of cage fighting can be organized. But a very big hand for the game team and for the winners. Okay, I've said this a couple of times already, put it in the slide, so I'm sure it would get enough attention. We cannot stress enough how much we appreciate you all helping out. It is impossible to do this alone, even though we would if we could, so everybody could just relax, but it is just not possible. And we have new people helping out this year, and thanks to them. Also, of course, thanks to all the known faces that come here year after year and help out. We, you know who you are, and it is very, very much appreciated. Please stand up, all the volunteers, and receive a round of applause. Yes, cool. Okay, so teardown begins tomorrow, kind of, or slowly starting now, but from tomorrow for real. We need help with all kinds of things, little and big things. It is from cleaning up a little piece of trash or something you see lying around that didn't get picked up by somebody else, then pick it up and put it somewhere where it makes sense. Ask the yellow vests if you have nothing to do. We usually have little jobs here and there that we need some help with. Little things help as well. I mean, 10 or 20 or 30 minutes spent doing something can save us that time in the other end. So please help out if you can. Stay one or two more days. It is a lot of fun also doing the teardown. We have great food and there will be leftovers from the bar and all that. So we're going to enjoy ourselves in addition to working. And of course, we need to have a nice, safe, efficient teardown. And everybody should leave here with feeling like they haven't been overworked, because then they will come back next year and help out again. So if you have a village tent, you can help us a lot by taking it down yourself. If you don't know how, then come and ask us. We know how to do it without getting hurt. It is not a lot of work, but if we have to do all the tents ourselves, it becomes a lot of work. So by taking it down and just stacking it, you're already helping. And if you go to one of the vests and ask where to put the stuff after it's been taken down, even better. We have coordination meetings during teardown, three meals a day at 9, at 1, and at 8. And in addition to that, we have a coordination meeting at the info desk at 4 in the afternoon. And the first meeting is tomorrow at 4 at the info desk, and then we meet again at 8 for food in the cabins, which some of you know as the workshop rooms, but they are converted to volunteer food place and stuff for the teardown. If you want to stay for teardown and want to take down your tent, maybe because you're concerned about it getting wet or something, the cabin beds, you are welcome to use them, even if you don't haven't bought a bed, from tomorrow at noon, they are free for all. So, meeting tomorrow at 4, and then the standard meals at from starting tomorrow evening, where Jonathan is cooking, and yeah. Okay, we have the venue until Sunday. Some of the stuff isn't getting picked up until Monday, but we expect to be far away by then. The forklift is coming Sunday to pack all the stuff, all the tents and stuff, into the lorry. So by then we should have it all ready for him to pack. And we think we will have most of the tents down tomorrow, and we'll leave the food area tent for Friday because, yeah. Okay. So, if you have any feedback about the event, good or bad, we really want to hear it. The good feedback helps us, keeps us motivated and helps us feel good, and the bad feedback helps us improve the event, so we want it all, please. You can submit it on the website, and on the website, on the in the program, on each event, there's also a feedback button, which is feedback for that specific event. Please use that as well, so the content team knows what worked and what didn't work, and they can use it for preparing next year's schedule. It really means a lot that we get this feedback, because, of course, we want to make the program as good as we can for our audience, and we can only do that if we know what you like and dislike. Yes. Okay, if you lost or found anything, then maybe drop by the info desk. We usually have a box of weird things after this event that we don't really know what to do with. The more of that can get to their proper owners before we leave, the better. So go to the info desk if you found something. Go there if you lost something. Our food vendor, we think it's been a great success. It was the first time we used them. Very delicious food, and they will be here tomorrow until 2, and then they will leave. And we will be eating teardown food in the building. Like I said, the food area tent will stay up a bit longer. The fridges are getting picked up by a delivery courier thing on Friday at some at 11. So all the fridges need to be emptied, and Thursday will be cleaned. Thursday afternoon, yeah, tomorrow afternoon, the fridges will be cleaned. So if you have stuff in fridges in the food area, it needs to be out by tomorrow early afternoon. The stuff that is left in the fridges, we'll have to throw it out. The stuff we can't use for can't really take it because of Corona and stuff, that we can't really just take it and serve it to our volunteers. So please use it yourselves if you can, and the rest we will have to throw out, unfortunately. The fridges are getting cleaned tomorrow afternoon, so make sure you empty them, please. Unopened stuff, of course, can go to the kitchen, to Jonathan, and he can sort it and see what we can use and what we can't use. Okay. This lovely contraption, the speaker's desk, we have a tradition. It started out the first year because the construction team wasn't really happy with the speaker's desk, so we burned it. And then the next year, it kind of just became a tradition, so we burned it again. And then since then, we've just always been burning the speaker's desk when we're done. We are, of course, going to do that this year as well. And we will do it tomorrow at 23 and the big fireplace at main camping. Unless it's coming down in droves, in which case we'll reschedule. But we will find an hour with dry weather at some point to burn this bastard. Okay. And it's usually great fun because it's a big, big campfire, and you get to just sit down and reflect on the week. It's one of the very, very nice things during teardown. Okay. You've probably all been at events before, and you felt that little sting when you go home. That's a kind of a sad, bluesy feeling because you've been surrounded by awesomeness and awesome people for a week, and then you go home to just kind of everyday life, and it can be a bit rough. Suggestions for suggested remedies include watching the talks you missed on YouTube. You can play with your badge, solder some stuff on it, or attach it to the badge from last year. Remember to tell us if you do something cool with it. Floma and the rest of the badge team always likes to know when people do cool stuff with the badges. You can organize your pictures. Send us cool pictures. We really want to see them. I know we care a lot about the photo policy, but. With that out of the way, we absolutely love pictures and want to see them. And we are doing a photo thing on the Bornhag website before next year. So we'll use that to organize our own photos, and we would love to see your photos there as well. Stay in touch. The IRC channel is active all year round. Feel free to hang out there and just stay in touch with friends, new and old friends. You can buy a ticket for next year. They will be up for sale shortly, not today or this week, but in a month or so. And it won't be. It will be this year in a month or two or something. And just keep hacking the world and stay awesome. The next Born Hack in 22 will be from the 3rd to the 10th of August. This has been coordinated with the MCH Orga, so it should be possible to do MCH as a little warm-up and then go straight to Born Hack and help with the build-up after MCH is done. Should be a lovely trip. Yeah. We did it in the other way around in 2019, where we took all of Born Hack down and basically packed it in the Avis car and then drove to CCC and put it all up again and had a big Born Hack village, all of us, and it was just absolutely lovely. This is going to be the other way around. So we are going to arrive all hacked out from MCH, and then we'll build up on hack and do another week. So remember to mark the dates in your calendar. We expect to see everybody and then some. So and we are already looking forward to it. We have a lot of ideas for improvements, and if you do, remember to use the feedback page. Another way to combat the post-born hack blues is to buy some bar inventory and take it home and just go to town. We've organized a pop-up bar next to the info desk that will be open tomorrow. They will be selling the surplus inventory. So if you want a case of Mate or vodka or beer or aquavit or Severbløder, then you can get it at reduced prices. We have a bunch of inventory and we want to get rid of it. So fill up your cars so we don't have to keep dragging it around. Right. Okay, final thing. We want your help to take down the speaker's tent. This has been a tradition since the first year. We usually do it pretty fast because we are a lot of people. The first couple of years we timed it, but nerds being nerds and very competitive, we stopped doing that because it was getting a bit dangerous because people were, you know, and first of all, we want people to stay safe. So here are the ground rules for this. Everybody in Orga has a vest on and they call the shots. They know how to do this safely, so listen to them. First thing we do is take all the chairs and stick them in the Avis car on the road. They just need to be stacked in stacks. Stacks of four? For easy carrying. Stacks of four, and there will be somebody in the, a couple of people in the car, and then a bunch of people going back and forth with chairs. That should be over. With this amount of people, that should be over very quickly. The next thing is we stack the tables. They go on pallets out here. The yellow vests know how the stuff should be stacked on the pallets, and we have many times failed in doing this right, so we've had to restack it, and that is just absolutely no fun. So please do not put anything on the pallets unless there's a vest next to you saying how it should be done, because we've tried this again and again, and we always seem to mess it up for some reason. So this year we are trying again, and we want to get it right. So tables go on pallets. Ask the yellow vests how they go on. Third, when that is done, the stage has to come apart, and the content team will take the technical stuff down. But then the stage needs to be screwed together, and it needs to be disassembled and taken apart. And finally, the floor can be taken up. And the floor also gets stacked on two pallets out here, and the same rules apply. Do not stack it because we don't want to restack it. Do not stack it without a vest telling you how to do it. Or unless there's already a bunch and you can see how they're supposed to be. Finally, when the tent is empty, we take off the sides, and they also get stacked on pallets out here. Again, the organizers know how to do it. Then we pull down the roof. They also get stacked on pallets. And finally, when the metal skeleton is back, we take that down. That's the only actual dangerous part, so we'll be a bit shouty while it happens because we want to make sure nobody stands under the heaviest things while we take them down. But other than that, please, I mean, you don't stand directly under, just stand nearby and help carry the metal down to the road, and we put it in the Avis car and drive it down to the parking lot at the bottom of the road. And that's it. It usually takes 20 to 30 minutes and maybe 45 until we are completely done, and there's ratchets on everything, but a good 20, 30 minutes. If everybody could spare that, we could get this bad boy down in very little time. Any questions about the tent stuff? Anything I forgot to say? Yeah. Oh, very nice. Okay, so those of you who know Anke, our missing in action organizer, who has been, even though she knew she wasn't going to be able to make it this year, has been working tirelessly organizing, fixing content, doing info page, responding to info emails and all that crap, even though she's not coming, which is quite a feat. She couldn't come for corona-related stuff. So we made this very nice, and when I say we, I had absolutely nothing to do with it, but Mom made this very nice We Love Anke sign. We're putting it in the bar. I'm sure she would love it if people would come by, take a picture with it, and send it to her. Yeah, we'll put it put the sign in the bar, and we can do that later. Okay, so just to sum up, when you stand up, take your chair, take the chair next to it, go carry it to the Avis car, then the tables go on the pallets, then the floors, then the sides, then the rest of the tent. Somebody who knows how to use tools can start on the stage. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you later at the bar.